We are back, and we'll be starting off the second half of the program with our favorite, or one of our favorite quartets. We've got so many favorites, don't
yes,
we, Ken?
Yes, we do. Yes,
okay,
we do.
Well, this is Triumphant Quartet, and they're singing off their latest project. It's called New Name Written Down in Glory.
I was lost in shame, could not get past my blame until he called my name.
I'm so glad he changed me.
Darkness held me down, but Jesus pulled me out, and I'm no longer bound.
I'm so glad he changed me.
See, I'm now a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, there's new life. Live by faith, not by sight. There is a
new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine. I met the author of my story, and he's mine. Yes, he's mine.
Sin had left me blind, but Jesus opened my eyes. Now I see the light.
I'm so glad he changed me.
Now I'm walking free. I've got the victory. See, it's all over me.
I'm so glad he changed me.
See, I'm now a new creation in Christ.
I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am.
This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. I'd like to share some more of my favorite verses with you. They are Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Let's focus on the first part of that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. God wants us to trust Him, to believe in Him, to have faith in Him. And if we do this, our lives will have direction and purpose. How can we trust Him if we don't know Him? The Bible reveals the character of God. The more we know about God, the more we can trust Him. I encourage you to read the book of Proverbs and see more of God's character and learn to put your trust in Him. This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson. Well, up next, we have an encore song by Triumphant Quartet. This one is called Friend of Sinners.
You don't have to tell me of my failures. I'm more than well aware of my mistakes. And I've got enough regrets to last a lifetime. And oh, how my heart breaks as the tears fall down my face. But I have heard that you're a friend of sinners. And I've got to wonder, can it really be? For Jesus, if you're a friend of sinners, then it means there is hope. For me, I've read where the people that you cared for, others didn't care that much about. Oh, but you have so much mercy for the outcast. I know you see the shame I bring, and Lord, it changes everything. Cause I've heard that you're a friend of sinners, and I've got a wonder, can it really be? But Jesus, if you're a friend of sinners, then it means there is hope for me.
I have heard that you're a friend of sinners.
There is hope for me.
And I've got a wonder, can it really be?
And Jesus, if you're a friend of sinners, there is hope for me.
I'm excited to tell you all about our newest sponsor. When you approach the business, you'll be greeted by an alligator, but keep moving because he's not allowed inside. Now, don't worry about the alligators inside. They're friendly. Of course, I'm talking about Huckleberry's Breakfast and Lunch on the southwest corner of Champlain and Perrin. Here's a few of Huck's favorites. Swamp tea, Huckleberry lemonade, iced caramel macchiato, southern breaded chicken fried steak and eggs. The Mississippi skillet, stacked chicken and waffles, Louisiana catfish. Huckleberry's address is 1083 East Champlain at Perrin. Open daily 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Champlain location. Mention Don Smith's Gospel Favorites and receive a free Mardi Gras beignet. Now, who's your Huckleberry? On the Gaither Cruise, there are a few new people that I really enjoyed. One of them was Chris Blue. He won The Voice a while back, and he is going to sing for you right now. It's called Highway to Heaven.
A highway to heaven, none none can walk.
None can walk up there.
But the pure in heart.
The pure in heart.
It's a highway to heaven. Oh, I. Come on. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. But the pure in heart. Said it's a highway. Whoa, I'm walking
highway.
If you're not walking, start while I'm talking. We're walking up the King's
highway.
Christ walks beside you. Angels will guide you when we're walking up the King's highway. Whoa, it's a high highway. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. Said it's a high highway to heaven. And I'm walking up the King's
highway.
It's brighter, my load gets lighter when we're
walking up the King's highway.
You'll be confessing there is a blessing
walking up the King's highway.
Yes, it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there.
Friends, I'd like to remind you we are so excited that Scotty Inman from the Triumphant Quartet is coming to Fresno in November. That's going to happen on Thursday night, November the 14th at 7 p.m. at Northwest Church, 5415 Northwest Avenue here in Fresno. I know it's several weeks away, but I want you to mark your calendar right now. This is going to be a big one. If you haven't come to any other concerts this year, this is the one I would recommend that you don't miss. Scotty Inman, singer, musician, songwriter Scotty Inman. Now, it's a free admission concert unless you'd like to sit up in the front and center artist circle. That's available by calling my wife Sharon for special tickets. 559-974-2397. For a seat in the front and center, call Sharon at 559-974-2397. Once again, that's coming up on Thursday night, November 14th, 7 p.m. I'll see you there.
And now we have Scotty Inman to sing, and this is also a song he wrote. It's called Saved People.
Might be that voice in the choir on Sunday morning, or be a welcome smile for that new face in the crowd, or be that silent prayer for somebody who's in need. God'll move a mountain, and
and we can be the seed.
Go save people, serve people, serve people, get saved. An act of kindness can shake the blindness standing in their way. Sometimes the best witness is what you do, not what you say. Oh, save people, serve people, serve people, get saved. They get saved. The world is full of lonely, broken hearts on every corner. But we can be a light to the lost and show them love. You might know the Bible quote, the hows and whens and wheres. But some people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care.
Right.
Oh, save people, serve people, serve people, get saved. An act of kindness can shake the blindness standing in their way. Sometimes the best witness is what you do, not what you say. Oh, save people, serve people, serve people, get saved. They get saved.
It's in the way you give.
Hallelujah, saved.
It's in the way you walk. It's in the way you talk.
Hallelujah, saved.
It's in the way you live. It's in the way you give.
Hallelujah, saved.
Oh, save people. Serve people. Serve people. Get saved.
An act of kindness can shake the blindness standing in their way. Sometimes the best witness is what you do, not what you say. Oh, save people, serve people, serve people, get saved. They get saved.
It's in the way you talk, it's in the way you live, it's in the way you give.
They get saved.
It's in the way you talk, it's in the way you live, it's in the way you give.
They get saved.
It's in the way you talk, it's in the way you live, it's in the way you give.
They get saved.
It's in the way you talk, it's in the way you live, it's in the way you give.
They get saved.
This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." I want to focus on the second part of that verse. In all our ways acknowledge him. What does it mean to acknowledge God in all we do? It means to give him credit, to recognize what he does, to show how important he is in our lives. Acknowledging him is what I'm doing now. He wants to be our number one. Are you acknowledging God in all that you do? I'm sure we can all use improvement in this area. This passage ends in a promise. If we trust in him, and if we acknowledge him in all that we do, he will direct our paths. He will give our lives direction and purpose. This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Thank you for listening.
Here's one of the great groups that sang at our last CCS GMA concert. It's the Casey Family.
Yeah.
Here's a great example of what you might have missed or what you really enjoyed. They're singing, "Come Let Us Praise."
Come let us praise him. He's God, our holy Father. He's worthy of the honor. sing. His glory fills the house. Nothing's quite the same here, 'cause we're on holy ground.
Good things start to happen
in the presence of the Lord.
Deliverance, salvation, there's victory and more.
Come, let us praise Him. He's God, our Holy Father. He's worthy of the honor. Rise up and let creation stand amazed. Come, let us praise Him. Rejoice and bless His name. Right here in this place, come, let us praise.
With complete surrender,
we will make this claim.
And up next, we have the Neelands with a beautiful song called Beautiful. It's time for us to sign off.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Our website is godsmusicnow.com, and we are on KMJ Sunday mornings, 7:30 until 8:30 a.m. on kmjnow.com. We'll talk to you next week. Until then, this is Earlene Starnes.
And Ken Hurley.
Saying good morning, and God bless you. Have a great week.